And now this is a dictation for Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, De Rosa, D as in David, E-R-O-S-I-A, August 12, 36, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up, Mr. De Rosa, advanced renal failure, hypertension, small kidney, last visit in September, no hospital admission, takes Cyprexa, helping on insomnia at night, weight for the most part is stable, appetite okay, without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no cloudiness of blood, no edema, claudication symptoms, denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, some chronic low energy, blood pressure at home apparently okay, medication list review, I will highlight the Lasix and Coric. Today, blood pressure 154/80, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no pericardial rap or RALS, no situs tenderness, edema, or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 2.9, baseline for a GFR of 21 in stage 4, a normal sodium, potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, chronically low platelets, anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. For the most part, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, hypertension, in the office, high, at home, better. Next number, bilateral, small kidneys without obstruction, urinary retention. Next number, diet control, diabetes. Next number, enlargement of the prostate and PSA, no urinary retention. Next number, chronic low platelets without bleeding or progression. Anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. We start dialysis based on symptoms for a GFR less than 15. That's not his case. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 or 5 months.